Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Orpheum Theater. The University of Memphis Department of Theater and Dance continues their season coming up this weekend and then next weekend. They always do it on two weekends with a new play which looks very interesting called Be More Chill. Justin Braun is directing the show and he's joining me today. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Be More Chill. What's this about?
So it's a brand new pop rock musical and it's about a high school student named Jeremy Heer, who's just trying to survive through high school, kind of a loser, outcast, and he gets his hands on a supercomputer in the form of a pill, takes it, that supercomputer implants itself in his brain, tells him how to be cool. So you get to watch Jeremy go from this guy just trying to survive to being the most popular kid in school, all in hopes of winning over his love interest, who is a drama nerd.
There you go. And this is a story that we have seen in various forms for, well, probably since Faust and through Weird Science and to just about everything. And the one thing we know about these stories is there's always something to pay. There's always the devil to pay at some point.
Yeah, there's always the dark side, and that comes through here in Be More Chill as well.
this is kind of an interesting take on it, sort of an updated take, the idea of an implanted supercomputer, and this supercomputer, as I understand it, is actually a character in the play.
Yes. So the SQIP is what it's called, the Super Quantum Unit Intel Processor.
There you go.
So is a character on stage, but only Jeremy can see him. And so he's interacting with his character, but everyone else on stage can't see him. Of course, the audience can see him, so we're in on the joke, too.
Right.
And so it's kind of fun watching that kind of play out there.
So tell us about, I assume you're working with an all student cast.
Yeah. So it's all undergraduate students, and then our creative team and crew is both a mixture of faculty, grad students, and undergraduate students. And it's a great cast of 20 people. It's an ensemble of 10 plus 10 named characters. I really think I have the perfect cast. Everyone's in the right roles. Everyone's really shining. It is such a great, great process working with these folks.
Now, one of the things that I love about college theater and the University of Memphis Theater Department is you have the chance to push things. You have a chance to do things that you might not be able to do or want to do in a more commercial setting, in a community type theater. So what about this is sort of a challenge?
So I think the biggest challenge that we've had with this process is probably more on the technical side. So early on in the process, I went to my lighting designer, Anthony Pelecchia. He's a faculty member at U of M, and I said, I want lights to be the number one feature in the technical side.
Okay.
And so I got some inspiration actually from Beale Street Music Festival last year, watching The Flaming Lips. And so I said, I want a wall of light. Let's really light this up like a rock show, because it has just a fiery rock score, and so I want to really accent that with some really strong lighting. And so he kind of molded over for a while, and he brought back some concepts, and so what we've done, and this was his idea, is we're now lighting the floor. So we have both a wall of light behind, and we have the floor, which is lit up with tiles that can change color connected by LED tape. So the LED tape creates a grid, and we've done some crazy things with this light-up floor. We just finished teching it this weekend, and it looks unreal. But getting that right has been kind of something me and him have had to kind of really work on to make sure the moments that we really reveal it and really go all out are, correct and
sure.
What we want to do.
Yeah, because you want to maintain that sort of gee whiz factor. You don't want to overuse it, but you want to use it very effectively.
Right, and me and him have had some back and forth where I'm like, oh, let's light it up here. He's like, no, not yet.
Exactly.
Let's ease him into it. And I'm like, all right, you're right.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be fascinating, and consequently, your tech is part of the blocking with your actors, too.
Yeah.
So is that part of the set? Is that part of the scenery?
Yeah. So it's a pretty minimalistic approach visually. We don't have a lot of set pieces coming in, just like kind of suggestive pieces like a bed or lockers and things like that. So it's a pretty open floor plan. But then we do have those tiles, and so the way that me and Anthony wanted to do this was we wanted to create the space and create the rooms that they're in based on the lighting.
Based on the lighting.
So in rehearsal, we had them taped out, all of these LED strips and the tiles taped out in our rehearsal room, and so we kind of blocked around that, being like, okay, you're going to have to come here, and these are the lines you stay within. This is how, you know, this is where this is going to be.
And we're used to seeing that technique used with overheads and with spotlights, but using it on the floor is going to be something different.
Yeah, and we still have the overheads and the spotlights and everything,
sure.
So it's just all lights, all, you know, as many lights as we could get in there.
We're talking about Be More Cool. It opens this weekend, this Friday, I guess, and runs the 7th through the 9th, and then next weekend, the 14th through the 16th, all shows at 7:30 p.m. on the main stage at the University of Memphis, and the box office number is 678-2576, or you can go to memphis.edu/theater. Justin Braun is directing the show, and he's with me here today. We were talking before we went on, and there's kind of an interesting story about how you guys got to do this play, because it's actually opening off-Broadway.
On Broadway.
On Broadway, the same weekend.
This
weekend, yeah.
Next weekend.
Next weekend.
Yeah.
So that doesn't usually happen.
No, it doesn't. And it is an interesting story, because whenever a show is going to open on Broadway or is just opening on Broadway, you don't get the rights.
Right.
No one else can
sure,
do it.
Sure, of course.
And so
sometimes not for months or years.
Yeah. And so what's interesting about this show is that it originally premiered at a regional theater in 2015 and had a good run. They recorded a cast album, and then they released the rights to colleges and schools to do. And in that time period, the album went viral online, and so they had this amazing following of people who just became obsessed with the show. And so last spring, I actually know the writer, Joe Iconis, and so this is how I kind of got acquainted with the musical, and I was like, this would be a perfect show for the University of Memphis.
Sure.
And so I pitched it to our faculty. They said, yes, this sounds great. We applied for the rights, and I had no idea that this show was already in talks to move to New York. And so when we applied to the rights through the Rodgers and Hammerstein Association, they came back and they told us, it's not a no, just hang out for a little while and we'll have to get back to you. And so I frantically texted a friend of mine who is good friends with Joe and who is now one of the producers on Broadway, and I was like, what's going on, why can't we get the rights? And she was just like, chill, just wait, some things are in the works. Anyway, so they came back to us and they said, all right, we're going to let you have the rights. But they opened off Broadway this past summer. And so that was why they were kind of holding, they were kind of trying to decide, do we want to release the rights to other places to do, since we're trying to do it in New York? But the producers realized it's better for the show if there are more productions out
there
in the world. Because, you know, the people in Memphis might not be able to go to New York and
exactly.
see the Broadway production. So why not get as much exposure as possible?
Yeah, and if there is a touring company even, could be years before it gets here, so yeah.
True.
Yeah, it's a great thing. And a little bit of a cachet there to have that at the same time it's on Broadway.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, this is a pop rock musical. What are the songs like?
So it's interesting because this is a show about technology.
Yeah.
And the concept that we kind of have is it's humanity merging with technology, which is something very prevalent in our society right now.
Yeah.
And so I think it's really relevant. So the way that manifests in the music is that we have that, like, rock kind of drums, electric guitar, bass.
Right.
But it's also mixed in with some synthesizer.
Sure.
And a lot of sound effects. And we actually have a digital theremin.
Nice.
So
yeah.
So it's got a lot of like kind of combo stuff. Some of it will sound a little like weird, like horror, like 1980s movies kind of style, and then it goes into like power rock songs. So it's really an exciting score, and all the songs are so catchy. I walk around constantly with all of them in my head.
That's great. All right, sounds like fun. Be More Chill. It opens this weekend and next weekend at the University of Memphis main stage. For more information, call the theater department. The box office number is 678-2576, or go to memphis.edu/theater. Justin Braun is directing the show and my guest today. Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by the Orpheum Theater, presenting On Your Feet, the Emilio and Gloria Estefan musical, February 12th through 17th. On Your Feet takes you behind the music and inside the real story of this couple who, in the face of adversity, found a way to end up on their feet. Details at Orpheum-Memphis.com.